This is In Focus on WSIU Radio. I'm Jeff Williams. On this Martin Luther King Day, just an easy road trip away down I-24 to Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. The National Museum of African American Music is cutting the ribbon on its state-of-the-art facility that chronicles the history and influence of the African American experience on music, from spirituals to the blues to rock and roll and hip-hop. I recently talked with H. Beecher Hicks III, the president of the National Museum of African American Music, that's been nearly two decades in the making.
So 20 years ago, a couple of business leaders in Nashville said, you know, we ought to build a museum. And then over a period of years, we refined that vision to have it focus on music. And we came to realize that there was no place in the country that really put the story of American music in context. There are plenty of museums that deal with a label, an artist, or a genre, but no place really kind of took a timeline approach and kind of said, you know, let's look at America even before it was America. Let's maybe start in 1619 or so, and then let's go up to the present day. And so that really is kind of the ground, the foundation that we started from was, if Nashville is Music City, then let's tell the story of American music. And as we discovered, American music was something of an African-American creation. Africans were brought to this country, their culture and their music was stripped from them. They were exposed to European and Native American music that was either brought here or indigenous to these lands. And then they had to innovate. And that innovation is what created American music. So Negro spirituals and field hollers became the blues, and then the blues became gospel. And then gospel and the blues became jazz, mixed in with some Creole influence. And then all of that came together to create rock and roll and rhythm and blues. And then those two genres, which I call the twins, continued to further develop and create soul, funk, disco, techno, EDM, go-go. And then out of all of that came a new creation in about the late 1960s of hip-hop and rap music, and all of that called upon previous genres and forms and periods in American music. And all of that, so much of that, was heavily influenced by African Americans, and so we're able to tell that story, a story that includes everyone, but just kind of says, hey, here's the music or the soundtrack of our lives. Let's celebrate it. Let's bring everybody together, and let's have a good time.
I'll just tell myself each time I want to cry.
You talk about the rich body of influence of African-American music on all genres. Does that sometimes get lost on us until we hit some sort of tragic milestone, like the recent passing of Charlie Pride?
Yeah, I certainly think that's right. I think generally, kind of even more broadly than the way you put it, I think is that we don't think enough about history. We don't think enough about what brought us here. Just more broadly, and certainly that's the case with music. And so, maybe in part because there wasn't a museum until now that told that story. And so we think that the museum is a big part of telling that story. You know, yes, we'll tell Charlie Pride's story, and unfortunately, you know, he passed recently, but hopefully we can tell some of these contextual stories before some of these legends pass on. And so we can help make it a contemporary story as well. And so that's one of the things that I'm excited about relative to the museum is that we've got plenty of artifacts from folks who have gone on, but we've got artifacts from folks who are contemporary artists as well. We've also got digital interactives that allow you to learn the stories of the history of folks who are historical figures, but it also will tell you about the connections of those folks to people and artists that we go see and listen to today. And so we're putting all of this in a context that lets us or helps us not forget about the importance of where we've come from and helps us maybe even see a little bit into where we're going.
You mentioned tracing the influence of African-American music back to the 1600s with such a broad and diverse history with, gosh, more than 50 music genres and subgenres. How the heck did you determine what to feature in the collection?
We had a lot of good help. So we started with a battery of scholars from around the country who are experts in their field. They know a particular artist and who she was influenced by and who he influenced. And so we started with probably 20 to 25 of those folks around a table and got them to give us some advice on that, asked them to go off and write some essays for us. And then we synthesized all that into a story. And then we got together with some of the best exhibit designers and fabricators in the world. And so to put it together, and they helped us create the digital interactives that are throughout the museum, design cases specifically for the artifacts that will go in them. And so we're able to make the most out of the space that we have, the 60,000 square feet. Sounds like a big number, but in fact, you know, it's a big, big story, and so it's hard to get the story in that space.
What do you hope that experiencing the museum has on folks?
Well, I really hope that people come away thinking, number one, that the story is bigger than they realized, but also that it is a more common story than they realized, that their own personal experience is both unique and it is something that they likely share with the person who's standing next to them, whether it is their grandchild or their sister, or whether it is someone that they're just meeting for the first time. My hope is that they'll come to realize that it's a common story and how we have so much more in common with one another than we do differences.
That's H. Beecher Hicks III, president of the National Museum of African American Music in Nashville, Tennessee. The museum officially opens to the public on January 30th. More information is online at blackmusicmuseum.com. I'm Jeff Williams.
Let it shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let your light from the lighthouse shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let your light from the lighthouse shine on me.